How's it going out there? This is Caesar. I used to be Ebenezer, but now I'm just set, don't even know. Anywho. Is anyone perfect? I don't know. Is anyone truly in the right mind? I don't know. But I will tell you this. It's not to dwell in the past, but use it as a force field to embrace the future. Meaning which, don't use it as a weakness, but use it as a protective shield. I know it sounds crazy, but you'll figure it out. For me, I used it like, and absorb it like a sponge. Take all the important data out and discard all the rest. Some say I don't know what love is, but I think the meaning to me means entitled, like everything and anything. Yeah, I know it sounds like a hippie thing, but I'm sticking with that. Nobody gets to where they at now without a little help with somebody. Regardless, bad or good, because it just teaches you a lesson, or it either helps you grow, vice versa. Anywho, ~95% of the time in any conflict in a relationship is probably the person that did start it. That's just my opinion and how I see it, now that I see it. I mean, you just don't wake up one morning and want to be an astronaut. Unless you got a magic lamp, but I'd rather keep Aladdin's original disguise. He was just himself. He got into trouble, but not as much trouble as it was when he found the lamp. Anywho, drifting off. My point being is, be who you want to be, not on how or what you seem. That taught you how to be. I mean, it's cool and all, but I think the coolest thing is just being yourself. Yeah, it's gonna suck sometimes. Because not everybody agrees. Not everybody will see. Or be unwilling to see. But that's so bad. As long as you know who you can and could be, just keep on, keep it on. Because life's too short to be anything else. No. It could be all just for the best that you don't wake up. Maybe just stay asleep and having the same dreams and reruns and whatnot, and I see these things or whatnot, but I don't get involved in that shit. I try not to open the door as much as not needed, or not even at all. But sometimes some little crack is open and they get through. And what I mean by they, then. Bottom line is, these dreams that I have, sometimes they're just, I guess, according to therapist, theology, all them bullshit things. That's just a dream, but technically they don't even know where dreams originate or how they come to be, but anywho, not into that bullshit. I used to worry, like, as a kid, because I would see these things, and I couldn't explain them then, and I still can't explain them now. I ain't got all the answers, either. Shit. It just sucks, because it interferes with other, like, right now, like, happening now things. Like, at work, and I'll be paused and frozen for a minute. And no, it's not because I'm high or stoned. The scary part is that I do drift off. But I don't know where I've been. It's only a glimpse. Just little fractions of here and there, right? Images. It happens sometimes in my dreams. I think the one place I've been to, it just... it's like, murky, almost like it's rainforest, but there's no trees, and sky is colorful like an oil spill, so is the water, but it's clear somehow, I don't know. Like a caterpillar-shaped train floating on air. Or some shit. It's not floating on air technically, but it's like a platform. A shiny platform. Nothing, no bars, no rails, no nothing. Just a shiny platform. Just almost like an eraser or a calculator screen. There you go, that's the best way to say it. This solar panel looks like calculator screen slash thing digger, but it's silver and there's brown lines in it. And they go into these tunnels and it closes these doors in both ends. I don't know what happens, but then it just comes out. It closes the doors in back of it as soon as it comes out. It's just one of the places I've been in my dream. Anywho, what I'm trying to get at is I have these premonitions. And my mom says it could not happen, or it cannot happen, or will not happen, or maybe not happen at all. So it just sucks either way. It's like damned if you do and damned if you don't thing type deal. I mean, you just can't go blurting out like a crazy person, you know, say, hey, this is gonna happen to you. Hey, this is gonna happen. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's the way it works. So I find a thing and a way to put it firmly or somehow, not to worry them, but just to let them know. Nobody's really truly alone. It's out there in the dark, deep abyss of blackness. Even though it can be shined or sunned, or bright enough to even see. But somewhere out there, I'm pretty sure there's just a little light like me. Hey, and then I am back. This is Ebenezer. And yes, and it is not Friday. Actually, it is Tuesday. Between Tuesday and Wednesday. 27th. Anywho. To be honestly real with you, that like I'm 30 some up there years, probably older than Medusa's piss. Oh, my back. But yeah, I have 3 daughters and one son, which I love deeply more than. Like a mother's love unconditionally. If I had to describe what it felt like, I would say it's like spring time in between summer, where you feel the warmth of the sun, but it's still cool at the same time. I would say beach weather. But yeah, it felt like that. I forgot where I was at. I remember now. Sometimes people fall in love for uncertain reasons, or maybe reasons for being. But there is not one person I got with that, you know, I treated and, you know, with all the same respect. But this one person is like that. She should really be treated fairly. Even though she got the tiniest smile. Right in the world. She don't know this, but I love her nose because it's just like mine. But no, not like mine, because, but you know what I mean. It's like a pointy shape curve. She don't know this, but the wrinkles, not wrinkles, beauty marks given within over the years of knowledge and the stuff she's, you know, whatever she's been through. It's a God-given right to be there, which I love very much. Her eyes are like the infinite blue of any sea. It could go on forever. I could even say that too without ruining this picture. I'm C's Ebenezer. Till next time. Take care. Night. Strange times that we're living. Strange times that we're living. We gotta stay vigilant and free. These strange times that we're living. You stay remain strong and free. Vigilant and free. These strange times that we're living. Gotta remain vigilant and free. Stay vigilant to be. Gotta stay remain vigilant, be free. Be free. Stay vigilant, be free. It's strange times that we're living. Gotta stay strong so we can be free. No, damn it.